I am black sheep. I may be different, but so are you. Now, today's episode, I'm going to talk about a certain topic that I've been thinking about for a while now. It's a topic that I can describe as the idea of morality today. Now, I've actually been questioning this topic since I became of age, where it's just random. Growing up, I've heard of deviant stuff, I've heard of good stuff, but I do hear about bad deviant stuff behind the good stuff. And it just makes you ask, what is morality? And today's morality is basically crazy, in my opinion. Because I don't know what's right or wrong anymore, because we live in a time where the most deviant thing is so accepted that there's no... Sometimes you don't see any form of morality in it. I mean, in certain respects, it's okay to be deviant, because like I said in previous episodes, that we're human. I mean, since the dawn of time, we've always had this audacity to be deviant. And it's been going through the entire years, even with the coming of Christ and the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. And there are still immoral things, and there always will be immoral things. And the one thing my mom did tell me, that there will always be wars and whispers of war till Christ comes back. But not to get into religion in a way, there are, in every belief, religion, orientation, thought process, you name it, there is certain levels of morality, and then there are levels of immorality as well. And so in a way, it's in everything. But it does make you wonder, does it really matter what happens with our morality? Because, in a way, it's not as bad as it was, like, centuries ago, where it was pretty much legal for a man to lay with a little boy. Or a woman working in a brothel. Or it was pretty normal to go with some men and warriors and go raid a village. It was part of their lifestyle. So, in all honesty, morality is kind of like the stock market. It goes up, it goes way down, goes up again. And right now, we're pretty much almost to the bottom. I mean, not as bad as the Viking era, or the Greek era, or the Roman Empire, or even Egyptian. But, in a way, today's immorality is stable, but not fully reasonable. Because there are cases where people have opinions, and yet they want to isolate people with different opinions. I mean, in the old days, you isolate people for having a different sexual orientation or a different religion. And now, the one thing that you get isolated for is having a different opinion. And is that really moral? In all honesty, no. It's very immoral. I mean, is it as bad as if someone had an opinion in the past and they can kill them or arrest them? There are cases where it does happen. The arrest thing happens today. but they do, but it happens in a very subtle way. And of course, morality gets questioned when there is still violence and when there's still, then there's still deviancy to this day. It just pretty much, it depends on your environment. It's not based on you, it's not based on your family, and it's not even based on your history. It's pretty much based on your environment. When you're in an environment where you seem to wanna do the right thing or do the wrong thing, it's a tough choice. It depends on the environment you're in. And sometimes you're gonna make the wrong choice in order to do the right, in order to show morality. So, in all honesty, it all depends on where you are at the moment. For one example, you could be somewhere where you don't agree with somebody's opinion on their choice or anything, and you pretty much don't agree with that choice, and that person wants you to admit you were wrong just because they think it's immoral. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter. But when they don't see that it doesn't matter, they make a big riot out of it, and we'll call the cops or walk away violently or even try to start something in a violent way. That's kind of where morality can be very difficult at times. Like, is it right to imprison somebody because of their opinions? Hell no, it isn't. Is it moral to bash somebody because of their opinion or choice? Or basically their whatever? No, it's immoral to do that. But in all honesty, morality can be a shaken subject. And one story that I know of is, that I've written, is the fact that a boy is in high school. And he's isolated because he's different. I mean, not different in the sense as I've been talking about in this episode, but in the sense that he's different because he doesn't want to be around people and because of special needs. But when he's alone and he's looking out at the cafeteria, just observing, he imagines himself pretty much killing them. Like slicing them up and everything. And he even imagines them grinning while doing it. But then he stops and he takes out a little crucifix and rubs it and caresses it to try to get the feeling of the Lord in him. Then he remembers what he learned through his life of faith, that Jesus did say you should love your neighbor and love everybody. But I wrote it to be realistic in a way that it's easier said than done. And it is. It is easier said than done to be completely moral and to love people. And the main point I'm trying to get here with the story is the fact that there are people that are moral, but they will have a deep, twisted love for immoral things and deviant things. And because, well, they're human. They're normal. It always happens. And I seem to think most religious figures feel the same way. Like, they struggle with their morality. They struggle with their thought processes. And who could blame them? Because, I mean, even when you're a deity, you are faced with choices that seem either moral or immoral. I guess, and like I said, it depends on the environment you're in. Now, I've talked enough, and so the point being if you really think something is immoral or moral, try to just remember that you're not a saint yourself, and that even, but you do, but also remember that the other side are not saints as well. So, just take it how it is based on your environment, but live with it and be comfortable with it. So to end this podcast, just do the best you can, and just remember, you're still human. I am Black Sheep. I may be different, but so are you. Thank you, and leave me a comment, and also leave me a comment, leave a like. If you didn't like this episode, let me know. I'm just going to sign off now because I'm trailing off. So thank you for listening, and have a blessed night, and see you next episode.